Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. We've got some racing to talk about, some basketball, some football. Busy night. We're glad you're with us. The man is going to get you through the night because he's got all the information. It's the star of our show. It's Network Indiana's James Adams.
Thank you, Coach. As always, it is a pleasure to be here with you and Nathaniel in downtown Indianapolis on the beautiful Monument Circle in the Network Indiana studios. As you said, we got a busy night to get through. Lots of scores, Major League Baseball, NBA, and more. Start off with the NBA play-in tournament, the Miami Heat. They are moving on. They will face the Boston Celtics in the first round of the NBA playoffs after they knocked off the Chicago Bulls by a final score of 112-91. As I said, they will play the Boston Celtics in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Some MLB scores to get to. The Cubs had a good day, knocked off the Marlins 8-3. The Reds win 7-1 over the Angels. The Boston Red Sox win 8-1 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Phillies, they shut out the Chicago White Sox by a score of 7-0. And the Cleveland Guardians, they beat the Oakland Athletics 10-2. Some scores of games ongoing right now. Astros up 5-3 over the Nationals. Tampa Bay Rays down 3-5 to the New York Yankees. Atlanta Braves up 7-3 over the Texas Rangers, and the Baltimore Orioles are down 6-0 to the Kansas City Royals. For Network Indiana, I'm James Adams.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk, season number 30. Glad you're with us. It's a great time of year to be a sports fan, especially if you're in Indianapolis. NBA playoffs are coming up. Pacers in the playoffs. Everyone's celebrating or should be celebrating that. They take on the Milwaukee Bucks coming up. Game one on Sunday. And with me from Bally Sports and the Indiana Pacers, Jeremiah Johnson. Hello, Jeremiah.
Coach, how are you?
I'm not as well as the Pacers. Playoffs, something we haven't been able to say in a year or two, right?
Well, I'm curious to get your perspective on this because you said that the Patriots and the fans should be celebrating, and I don't know if you caught wind.
Hey, Jeremiah, let me interrupt you. We got a bad connection. We really do. I love the way you sound normally, but right now, I need you to do me a favor. Call us back if you can. Okay, let's reconnect and we'll have some fun. Okay, good. I know. Sometimes, you know, when you do live radio, sometimes you get these connections that aren't great. And from my perspective, you wonder, well, okay, all right, well, Jeremiah Johnson, take two. How you doing?
I'm good. Here, this is how I wanted to start this. You said that the Pacers should be celebrating being back in the playoffs. And once they beat the Atlanta Hawks on Sunday, Rick Carlisle went to his post-game press conference and to be honest, he was not really having any of that. He said that this is a franchise that has been to the NBA Finals, that won ABA championships,
right,
that has been to the conference,
right,
Finals, and the goals and the expectations should be more than just to get to the playoffs. Now, he acknowledged what's happened in the last few years, and you rebuild, and you've got to get in before you can win. But he was trying to set that mindset as early as Sunday afternoon, that this is not just something to be happy about being there, and that's kind of translated to the rest of this past week, where they've had a lot of time to practice, but you're not seeing anybody just throwing a parade because they're in the playoffs. They're happy to be there, but they want to make some noise once they're there.
And I certainly didn't mean to infer that's exactly what their mindset was, so to speak. However, the reality is this is something that they haven't done in the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, I admit, personally, once they locked in that playoff spot, I had a little bit of reason to celebrate, right? I don't want this
sure
to end and my work year come to an end after game 82, or I guess 83, since the Pacers had that one extra game. I want to broadcast playoff games. That's how you build a fan base. And honestly, that's how you not just create more fans locally, but that's how you get some of these fans in California and Texas, by watching you in these playoff games. And I think the Pacers did get some new fans through their in-season tournament run and some of the wins that they had and playing in that championship game, and the style of play that they, you know, exhibit night in, night out, it's fun to watch. And so if they can make some noise in this postseason, win some games, think about how many people are Pacers fans now because of what Reggie Miller and those teams were able to accomplish. And then there also is a generation of fans that might be in their 20s and 30s that when they were, you know, as a child or teenagers, they were watching Paul George and that group go to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals. And I sat down with some of the players today, and for instance, Aaron Nesmith grew up in South Carolina, and I asked him what he remembered about watching playoff games as a kid or a youngster, and he remembered the Pacers Heat series. It wasn't like he was partial to the Pacers. He knew about LeBron James, and he liked the competition. So just to have this team back on that stage is good for the franchise. And it's good experience, even if they don't end up winning the championship this year. The experience they get in this postseason can help them at a time when they might be ready to make that run.
And let's also point out, you mentioned, you're talking to the players about playoff games and what they'd seen when they were younger. This helps you in your standing in the league. You know, people see your franchise scoring points the way they do, the way Halliburton plays. They want to play with guys like that. That style of ball, that success, this all translates into, you know, more fans, more advertising dollars, higher TV ratings, good for guys like you, you know, and also increased awareness of fans and your fellow players in the league. There's plenty of upsides for being in the playoffs and making extended runs.
It's all a positive, and the NBA has struggled at times with free agency and players maybe wanting to be in certain markets. And one of the things, you know, that Kevin Pritchard has tried to say over the last few years is it may not be a glamour market, but it's a basketball market. And if you like basketball, you'd want to play for the Pacers. The facilities are great. The coaching staff, the employees are great. And if you can win, then that's all you really should ask for as a player. Yeah. If you can get the same amount of money, you want to be there.
All right, Jeremiah, you're a pro. You hear that music, and I love how you do this. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Jeremiah Johnson on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome back. We're talking basketball on Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Pacers start their playoff run on Sunday against the Milwaukee Bucks. Bally Sports, Jeremiah Johnson with me. All right, we're in the playoffs. We got all that. Now, Pacers have fared well against the Bucks. Unfortunately for the Bucks, Giannis is not – he's injured. He's not playing – he's not playing on Sunday. Is that the plan? Is that right, what we hear?
Not with 100% certainty. I think he's listed as doubtful, or the official report will come out tomorrow, but they've said that he's doubtful, and it doesn't sound as though he's practiced this week. Damian Lillard did practice today. He missed some time earlier in the week, and if you believe all the reporting from those experts that tend to break stories like that, they pretty much ruled him out. But if you're the Pacers, I wondered sometimes how it benefited the Bucks or anyone close to Giannis by getting that information out before it needed to be. So I'm just cautious. I think that it's the kind of injury that you don't want to risk going too soon, because we've seen players with calf injuries come back and then injure other parts of their body, Achilles tendon specifically. So I would be shocked if he plays, but Rick Carlisle says they're preparing as if he will, and they'll adjust accordingly. So I'm guessing they've got two different game plans, but it would be a surprise to me if he's out there on Sunday night.
Well, I think you do prepare two different ways, with or without, and that's good planning. Why were they able to have the success they had against him in the regular season?
Yeah, it's interesting because for so many years, Pacers games against the Bucks were just not that close. And so this season started, and all of a sudden it had a little bit of a different feel to it. And I would say that initially it was Tyrese Halliburton was the big difference maker. And the other thing was the Bucks tried to improve their offense, but in the process their defense got a lot worse. Hmm. So they brought in Damian Lillard, but he's not a real – strong defensive player, and they lost Drew Holiday, who to me was a good all-around player, but he might have had a bigger impact than people realize, just in terms of leadership and the intangibles, really everything that he does well, and it's showing with the Boston Celtics how much of an impact he's making there. So the Bucks weren't able to make some of those stops on the perimeter. Tyrese Halliburton was able to attack the paint and then get it out to shooters, and the Pacers just had a lot of confidence in those games. And what you saw was Damian Lillard didn't have really good games against the Pacers. Giannis had amazing games. I think 64-1, his average in the series against the Pacers was something like 44. So it wasn't like they just said, we'll let Giannis get his. He had to earn his. But nobody else really stepped up. Bobby Portis had a couple of good games, but it just felt like it was more of the one-man show than you're used to seeing from the Bucks. They didn't have Chris Middleton for some of those games.
Right.
They're going to have him back, but he doesn't even feel like he's as good as he was. He's battled through injuries. So I'll just be really interested to see, especially with Giannis not on the court. Everyone else on that team has to make plays. They know they can't rely on Giannis to save them. Are they capable? I'm sure that they're going to have some nights where in this series there may be a game they shoot well from outside. But if they don't, they're very vulnerable, and the Pacers are primed to take advantage of that.
Yeah, and I think the other part of it, too, is that mentally you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare to play as well as you can play and somehow put aside the fact that Giannis isn't there, because there's a tendency, I suppose, from time to time to with that knowledge, you tend to let up as much, and you're going to play harder when he's playing. So you just got to get out there and dominate from the start. Lillard would, his ability to score would always scare me. That would always concern me in terms of who we're playing and how things are going, because he's obviously that good.
He is that good. But without having a co-star like Giannis on the court, I'm really looking at Chris Middleton, because when the Bucks were making their runs, he was the guy that was capable of being sort of the third star. Can he be the second star? He's a matchup that I'm really going to be watching. But it looks like in game one, Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton, those are the two guys you've got to stop.
Hey, go tell your wife and family you're going to stay with me until midnight. Is that okay?
I think it's good. My wife and son are in Grand Rapids at an AAU tournament, so I'm good.
All right, well then let's do one more segment. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, we'll come back with Jeremiah Johnson talking about the Pacers.
Well, as you just heard, the Indiana Pacers will be taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Game one is Sunday at 7 p.m. Giannis Antetokounmpo more than likely will be out for Milwaukee. That is a big, big win for the Pacers if that is the case. Meanwhile, in the NBA play-in tournament, the Miami Heat, they beat the Chicago Bulls 112-91, the final score. Chicago really struggled shooting. They only shot 38% from the field and only 30% from beyond the arc. Meanwhile, Miami shot 46% overall and 42% from three-point range. There's another NBA play-in tournament happening right now. The Sacramento Kings are taking on the New Orleans Pelicans. That game just started right now. 1-0 Sacramento Kings over the Pelicans. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball scores. Several games still ongoing right now. I'll get you those scores. New York Yankees up 5-2-3, top of the ninth over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Atlanta Braves, end of the eighth, over the Texas Rangers, 8-3 to score in that one. Kansas City Royals up 6-0 over the Baltimore Orioles, top of the seventh in that game. Detroit Tigers at the bottom of the sixth inning, they are up 4-2 over the Minnesota Twins. Meanwhile, the bottom of the sixth, the Milwaukee Brewers, they have a 1-0 lead over the St. Louis Cardinals. Top of the first inning, Toronto Blue Jays 1, San Diego Padres 0. Some games that have gone final: Cubs beat the Marlins 8-3 earlier today. Reds pick up the 7-1 win over the Angels. Boston Red Sox, they beat the Pirates 8-1, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the White Sox 7-0. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm James Adam.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. all hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We're talking with Jeremiah Johnson from Bally Sports, Indiana. Pacers taking on Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday to begin the playoffs. Did you say your family's at an AAU tournament in Grand Rapids? Jeremiah, are you there? We must have lost Jeremiah.
I'm here.
Jeremiah, are you there?
I am here. Sorry about that. I went on mute during the commercial break.
You said your family's in Grand Rapids at an AAU tournament. Is that correct?
That is correct. My wife and oldest son are there. I'm here with my youngest son, and my parents came over tonight for dinner. They just left, so we're doing the best we can to be as many places as we can be in this weekend.
Wow. This is a good argument for not having multiple children. Youth sports, I would think in some respect, I'm not sure what the state. I think youth sports might diminish the sizes of families in this day and age because, number one, you can't be in more than one place. Number two, the expense, and we all endure it. So there's that. But it allows us on a night like tonight to talk hoopage. All right, so we talked about Milwaukee and their players and that. You've seen the games. What kind of game, what kind of series do you expect? Because we all know game-to-game adjustments are made, matches. The big thing about NBA playoffs, you know this better than I, but it boils down most of the time to matchups. You got to have the right matchups, not just to start, but you have to make the right moves as the game progresses because this does come down to a matchup-driven type of series.
Yeah, and you've got a couple of veteran coaches. Doc Rivers taking the Bucks over at midseason.
Yeah,
he's still sort of figuring out what he has and the best way for that team to play. And again, the best way for the Bucks to play is with Giannis. And without him, they've got to try to figure things out a little bit. And Rick Carlisle, of course, has been through these playoff matchups so many times in his career. But the thing that I'll be interested to watch all season long, even in fourth quarters of games when you might think you slow it down a little bit, the Pacers want to play fast. They want to take advantage of opportunities to get out on the fast break. And you hear so much that doesn't happen in the playoffs. So the game slows down, but the Pacers don't really want to follow that strategy. They can play in a half-court game if it does slow down and if the Bucks take their transition away. But they're going to go into the game to try to play as fast as they can. If they get a rebound, they want to go. If the ball goes out of bounds, watch. They'll be almost ripping the ball out of the official's hand so they can get it and go the other direction. And that's what they did all season. That's when they had a lot of success. And so they're going to try to do it again. They acknowledge it's probably not going to be a game like you saw Sunday against the Hawks where you get 150. But it doesn't benefit the Pacers to be 105-99. I mean, they want to get to 120 or 130 and hope they can then also get enough stops at the same time.
The other part of that equation, though, is what the Bucks are willing to do. You know, so I would think part of their game plan has to be to try to slow tempo down to take that particular element away from the Pacers.
Yeah, I think it's all Giannis dependent. Interestingly enough, you think of them as a little bit slower, but they did rank 7th in pace. But a lot of that was Giannis, the one-man fast break. And so he had a lot of times where they had some short possessions because he got it and he went out and ran. When they don't have him, they don't have that dynamic point guard that is like Tyrese Halliburton. They also have Brooke Lopez, who is not exactly fleet of foot. And so, so they do want to play a slow game, especially if Giannis is not on the court. So I'll be interested to see how Doc Rivers is able to slow it down. What I am expecting is their guards will not get anywhere near the basket when they put a shot up. They're going to direct them to get back on defense and to stop those fast break opportunities and make the Pacers play, you know, half court offense. And the Pacers can do that. I mean, they've got a lot of weapons and they've got a lot of options. And Pascal Siakam has given them another dimension in the second half of the season that prepares them, to me, to play that game if it does slow down a little bit. But you're going to look to your big three. of Halliburton, Turner, and Siakam, right, and then hope everyone else sort of does what they need to do.
All right, taking that that approach, if that's the case, then at half court, I'm sure Coach Carlisle's big message to his players is crash the offensive glass. if they're gonna go ahead and leak out early and try to get in position to take away your break, send five to the glass. We may not run as much, but we'll control the glass.
Yeah, I mean, Rick Carlisle, he doesn't want reckless closeouts. And then, again, it's going to be a little bit if Giannis is in the game or if he's not. I mean, you really have two different things you need to be aware of. If he's in the game, maybe game three or game four, then you might have one player. Maybe it's Aaron Nesmith. Maybe it's Andrew Nembhard, Obi Toppin. You want those guys to crash the glass, but more importantly, you want them to shadow him wherever. So even if the Bucks get a rebound, don't let him get the rebound. Don't let them outlet it to him. Don't let Giannis get a full head of steam, because we have seen that story over the last 6 or 7 years, and it doesn't usually end well.
So it's conceivable that Giannis's injury is such that he might not play this first game or first two games, but we see him later on in the series. And so a different dynamic if, in fact, that happens, and I don't think it would surprise any of us.
It wouldn't. Yeah, that's sort of what I'm mentally preparing for. However, what if you go take two in Milwaukee, and then, you know, the Bucks have to be faced with, I heard someone on national radio talking today, they'd have to go with a little bit of risk reward. Do you risk an injury that affects him next season or down the road, and you still would have to win 4 out of 5 if you fell down 2-0? So that's why, you know, JMV, I know you talked to him today. He says if Giannis doesn't play, the Pacers have to win game one. I'm not going to go quite that far. But no matter who plays, I think they need to go to Milwaukee and at least get one of those games. Come home for game three with no worse than a split.
You're the best, Jeremiah. I'm glad you did this. I appreciate it. Best of luck. We'll try to catch up with you next week when the Pacers are up 3-0 or almost or finished it. Well, you know, it goes on longer than that. We'll track you down next weekend. Enjoy the weekend.
Sounds good. That Friday game, want to make sure everyone knows, it's an early tip. It's 5:30 on Friday, late afternoon. So I'll just plan on maybe early in your Friday night show, checking in and updating on how the series is at that point.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Jeremiah.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Coming up, top of the hour scoreboard update, and when we come back from that, we'll talk Indianapolis Indians baseball with the Hall of Famer, Howard Kelman. Coming up, scoreboard update with James Adams. This is Indiana Sports Talk.